I'm Mary Lohman, and this is The Christian Working Woman. Hebrews 13:15 says, "Through him, Jesus, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name." What is a sacrifice of praise? Well, I believe that's the praise we offer when we cannot humanly see any reason for praising, when our feelings and emotions are not praising God, but our lips are. I first saw this when a good friend was going through an awful depression many years ago now, but God miraculously delivered him. As he was beginning to come back from that really terrible siege, he said he would be on the train going to work and he would force himself to say verses of praise. He said it took everything in him to say them because he didn't feel them, but he was able to continue to offer praise with his mouth. And then he suddenly realized that this was a sacrifice of praise, praising God with his lips when his heart didn't feel it, offering up praise when the circumstances were dark and bleak, praising God in spite of the fact that he didn't understand and he didn't have answers. God worked such a miracle in his life. He was a transformed man, not just as good as before, but better. Now remember, praise can take many forms. It can be a formal time with others at church or meetings. It can be quiet, holy time with God alone, such as our daily quiet times. It can be a joyous celebration when you just spontaneously rejoice over God's goodness. It can be one-sentence thank yous throughout the day. It can be singing a song, reading a poem of praise, just sitting and thinking about God and his greatness. It can be an attitude of our hearts as we go through our day, that almost unconscious knowledge within us that though our minds have to be on other duties, our subconscious being is praising God. But praise is not automatic. We have to be intentional about it. And that's why we're offering some praise cards, and I'm encouraging you to follow Daniel's example and praise God first thing when you wake up, at noontime as you stop for lunch, and as you go to bed each evening. Now, keeping these cards close by will help you remember to praise God morning, noon, and night. Just take a praise card and read it out loud, if possible, at least 3 times a day, and you will become a praising person. Joyful person and a thankful person. These cards are available to you on our website where you can print them out, or if you would like, we are glad to mail you a set of these cards. Just contact us through our website at christianworkingwoman.org. And remember, let's give God a praise at all times. He is worthy and it will change us.